Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. Inevitably, the heat has come out of the lamb market ever so slightly, with prices easing over the week. Having said that, with premium lamb standing at 226 pence average at Dingwall, it's still very much a seller's market. Beef too came off the top, but with bullocks at 220 pence a kilo average at Dingwall again, the comment from the auctioneers, a mixed show of cattle on offer, which sold extremely well to a large ringside of buyers, with quality kinds, particularly deer. The overall trend is still high prices for all red meats, apart from pigs, with their prices lagging behind, although cull sows have taken a lift, now standing 14 pence a kilo ahead of this time last year. The all pigs average stands at 145 pence, that's up 5p on the year, but still a long way short of that 160 to 165 pence needed to keep the industry sustainable. The cereals market is still fairly stable, and at £175 a tonne plus for wheat, spot price, and £178 forecast for July, it's looking reasonably good for harvest. But as my agronomist keeps telling me, there's still plenty of weather to come before August. And the weather still very much on our adoptive farmer John Scott's mind when I spoke to him at the weekend.
Oh, it's wet. It's wet and it's cold. We did have grass. We don't have any more grass. We've started the outdoor lambing. I'm starting to wonder why we're having an outdoor lambing. It was a good idea when we put the tups out for lambing in May, but really need some sunshine and warmth. Plenty of moisture now, but everything, crops, cattle and sheep are needing warmth. And it's pretty tough on lambs, constant rain, you know. Rain and cold, it's just hard on them. It takes a lot of energy out of them. Harder than ewes as well, because of course they're needing to produce more milk to keep the lambs warmer and thriving.
And what about calving? How's that going?
Yeah, we'll be three quarters of the way through the calving. The cows are still inside. We must have 22 left, I think, to calve. I don't like to talk about it too much, but it's gone fine so far. A lot of new calves off the new short-term bull we bought last year. He's a white bull, so we've got all the white calves. Very pleased with them.
And how are the crops surviving the cold weather?
Well, the crops were in great conditions, but they're having a real challenge at the moment. They'll be due to get their first spray next week, but there's no way with the current ground conditions we'll get on with a vehicle. So, yeah, just look for some heat. But it can change, you know. A week's time, it could be a completely different story.
And I think, farming or not, we'd all like to see that change back to warmer and more spring-like weather. But with that, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.